Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ayana Dunsey with In the Garden brings us to that time I told you about. A conversation by Paula Mahlaba, Behind and Beyond Bars. So stick around.
I just want to thank you, Sbahle, for introducing this family of Behind and Beyond Bars. My name is Paula Mahlaba Mokgetsi, and I just want to say you are so welcome in this program. Whether you are behind or you are behind beyond bars, we are a family. And I am with, remember, it's New Year's Day tomorrow. That is me.
Yes, you know, Paula, yeah, greetings to all our family members. It is a matter of the year's gone.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And whenever the year flies, we turn around and say, well, that's the past.
Yeah.
There's a new year, mm-hmm. 2021, knocking mm-hmm. on our door, and mm-hmm. we want to embrace it.
Amen.
It's so nice to be with our family.
Yes, and we also have got Utlinton again. You are like our third presenter now.
Third presenter? Well, thank you. Thank you all. And a warm, hearty greeting to all the listeners again. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
Like always, so nice to be with Uncle Smith here and as well with you, Paula. Yeah, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You know what? I was thinking a few days ago, I was talking to another lady who was telling me, hey, you know what? I'm moving out of South Africa. I think that's her New Year's resolution. I'm moving out of South Africa. There's no future here at all. And wada. And this is what I said to her. My dear, wherever you go, you're taking yourself with.
Yeah,
you're taking your brain and your mind, whatever it is, you're taking yourself with. If you are not making a future here, you want to make a future on that
other
side. Absolutely.
You know, Paula, something people carry along with them. And they can't shake it off.
Yeah.
Is negative attitude.
Exactly.
If you're looking for a better life and you mm-hmm. carry your baggage of negative attitudes with you,
you will
never find it. But we yeah. are talking about a year
yes.
that was definitely a very unique year that mm-hmm. we had with mm. all the coronavirus shutdowns.
Yeah.
And I think we all have an immense hope mm-hmm. to look at the new year and say, right, fine, mm-hmm. how can we approach this new year?
Yeah. And Clinton, you are an ex-offender. I want to make sure that he's an ex-offender. He's not an offender now. He's done with offending.
Thank you.
So he's an ex-offender. But I want you to tell us a new year activities and mindset behind bars.
Behind bars?
Yes.
Wow. You know, like you mentioned your friend earlier wanting to
yes.
leave.
Yeah.
The same could be said with what happens inside of prison as well.
Yeah.
We also have notions and ways of saying to one another, you know what, come tomorrow, the 1st of Jan, this is what I'm going to take on, this is what I'm going to do. But if we, like Uncle Smithy said, you take yourself into the new year.
Yes.
But whether it be negative or positive, what you carry is what you carry with yourself mm. into that year.
Mm.
And we tend to find that come Feb, April, resolutions are all washed away and forgotten.
Back to your old normal.
Clinton, that is not just a problem behind bars. I think that
yeah.
is an issue about resolutions.
Even
worldwide.
Beyond bars.
Beyond bars. Oh, our listeners, sorry, we're all in the same boat. So.
Yeah, so Clinton, just tell us what happens and in a nutshell, I want you to encourage our listeners behind bars. What can they do to improve themselves, you know, and the mindset that they
yeah.
should be having at least for the new year?
Well, Paula, you know, it could be called tragic also at times, because many a times we look at the new year as an opportunity to get out of this place sooner.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reality we cannot shy away from. However, many guys also see it as an opportunity to embrace and take on new things. Because mm-hmm. keep in mind, with correctional services, they do offer various programs,
mm-hmm.
not just to see you on an early release yes. or qualify for parole, but to the betterment of self.
Cool.
And that is key when it comes to correcting one's behavior,
mm-hmm.
is acknowledging the fact that I need correction somewhere within myself. Mm-hmm. And when we embark on the new year, like I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
we maybe see it as an opportunity to engage with the parole board and leave prison.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the point in leaving prison when my behavior is not yet corrected or looked at? So my encouragement for guys behind bars is, as much as I know the plea and the cry is to get out of there, question yourself before someone else questions you. And ask that question, are you ready?
Mm.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of programs start in January. And I think this is where, you know, you need to be prepared for the new year. Mm-hmm. Because you can't just join programs in April, May or mm-hmm. June, because now it has already gone 4 or 5 months and now you missed the boat. So it is good for prisoners, offenders as the correct term is,
mm-hmm.
to actually decide right now, as soon as possible, what do I want to do with my life? And they must have the right motives. Just talk about what kind of motives can you yes. encourage people, because you are very right in saying, hey, there needs to take place some restoration, yeah. some change in behavior, change in attitude has to take place. But the motives to do things.
So, Uncle Smith, you're on a personal note, this is something very dear to me, and this is something mm-hmm. I've done for numerous years. So, you know, while people on the outside are counting down the new year,
mm-hmm.
I took 5 minutes before the new year to pray myself into the
amen. Oh, amen. Amen.
And I took a bit of quiet time out. And during the course of the year, I became despondent because what I prayed for just didn't surface.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it comes down to, like you said, the motive behind that prayer as well.
Okay.
So, to guys, it might sound about, you know, far-fetched, hey, why pray? Because what is the norm? What's the tendency? Mm-hmm. Everybody's out having a nice time gallivanting. Mm-hmm. But if you're sincere in what you want, who do you seek? Who do you confide? Who do you turn to in that time of need? Is it just a certain time? But getting into it, I'd like to say also that you need to approach it in such a sense, saying to yourself that I've been given the opportunity, even though I'm not in the position or place I want to be, I'm still aligned to get where I would like to be. So it doesn't necessarily mean that because you are faced with four walls and bars that you cannot reach your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that because Polar reached hers in 5, you have to reach yours in 5.
Mm.
The sad reality is you have to look at that prison ticket and say, now I have to man up to what is written there. But does that ultimately define you for the next year, 2 years, 3 years, or even 4 or 5? Because when you man up to what is written to it and take responsibility,
mm-hmm.
you will then be able to say that even if they give me an extra day, a month, an hour, or a year, I'm going to journey with whatever they give me.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Because when I'm able to journey with what they give me or what's handed down to me,
mm-hmm.
it shapes who yeah. I become in this life.
Well, you know, there's wow. you know, a lot of people powerful. See offenders. They actually got opportunities to study, to learn new skills.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. But Paula,
yes.
The new year is knocking on our doors.
Yeah.
I'm so sure you got a message for our listeners.
You know what? Because of time, I'll just say, you know, whatever you do, don't forget that God is the one who will lead you through. He is our shepherd. And if you look up to him, you shall not want. I like also Psalm 139, where, you know, the psalm says, he have knitted us from our mother's womb and he yeah, knows absolutely. Everything about us. God knows everything about you. He will be with you as long as you call upon him and be on the straight line with his word. Yeah, amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Can I take this opportunity to wish you too, Lieutenant Bola, and all our listeners, a blessed and a prosperous 2021.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Behind.beyondbuzz@gmail.com. That is our address. Bye-bye.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.